This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, September 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. FMWA would lead to 300,000 green cards, cutting energy costs, 30 by 30, and blame trading on farm bill. FWMA promises green cards for 300,000 farm workers. About 41% of California's 800,000 farm workers are undocumented and would be eligible for green cards under the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. Economists at UC Davis and Michigan State University detail the findings in a new paper. The stalled act would make 293,000 undocumented employees eligible for legal work, most gaining a green card in 4 years and the rest in eight. The economists reasoned that the act would keep more workers in ag and lead to a more reliable labor supply. It would make the H-2A visa program more cost-effective for farmers by capping annual wage growth at 3.25%. Dairy and livestock producers would have access to the program through 20,000 multi-year H-2A visas. The act, quote, could lead to a legal farm workforce that includes fewer settled workers and more guest workers, according to the paper. Newsom, lawmakers, and CPUC hoping to cut energy costs. Governor Gavin Newsom says he's working with the legislature to cut electric costs for ratepayers. Asked about rapidly escalating PG&E bills, Newsom said a recent press conference that a package of reforms is in the works. He noted that the Public Utilities Commission is, quote, working on a number of ideas as well. The governor was reluctant to share any details, but said to expect an announcement in the next few weeks and assured reporters that he is working in real time. California 30 by 30 project report underscores agricultural participation. The 2024 updated project report for California's 30 by 30 plan released yesterday, coinciding with an announcement from Governor Newsom's office that 25% of the state's land and coastal water had successfully been conserved, marking a major milestone in the path to 30% conservation. The report highlighted the flood-managed aquifer recharge, the FLOOD-MAR network, which reportedly helped bolster the recharge methods and allowed water districts to retain, quote, three times more groundwater in 2023 than in any other year. Programs facilitated by the California Department of Food and Agriculture, frequently mentioned throughout the report for sweeping environmental work during 2023, including the Healthy Soils, Pollinator Habitat, and Conservation Agriculture Planning Grants programs. Among state efforts to encourage biodiversity protection and restoration, the report noted CDFA's Soil Biodiversity in California Agriculture Report. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Lawmakers trade blame for farm bill stalemate. Some House Republicans say they hope the farmer fly-ins this week will spur action on the farm bill, although there's no sign of a breakthrough between the House and Senate. Time is fast running out. The House Ag Committee's bill still has a funding gap of $33 billion that needs to be fixed, but some committee Republicans said last night that Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow should make the next move. Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota said, quote, it takes two to tango, and right now we don't have a dance partner. House Ag Democrat Jasmine Crockett of Texas said she believes the only option will be another extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. Crockett said, we can't get anything done in this session. the fact that we can't stand up and make sure that our farmers, as well as everyone who eats, which is all of us, are taken care of, just tells you how bad we have devolved. Hog producers press for Prop 12 fix. Members of the National Pork Producers Council are joining row crop producers on Capitol Hill this week, urging lawmakers to make progress on the new farm bill. One of the group's top priorities is a legislative fix to California's Proposition 12, which sets housing standards for laying hens and sows. NPPC President Lori Stevermer said the group is concerned the ballot initiative would lead to a patchwork of production regulations across the country. She said the, quote, uncertainty is what we're really weighing on people's minds. Lawmakers seek briefing on Chinese-manufactured agricultural drones. 13 House Republicans want a briefing from USDA and Homeland Security officials regarding the use of Chinese-manufactured drones for agricultural purposes. In a letter, the lawmakers say the U.S. has imported thousands of spray drones manufactured by the Chinese drone company DJI, which also has been classified by the Defense Department as a Chinese military company. The lawmakers argue in a letter, quote, the risk of these DJI agricultural spray drones being manipulated to carry out an attack in the United States cannot be ignored. The lawmakers also say the data collected by the drones could be, quote, weaponized by the CCP to gain access into granular level detail on the stability and condition of the U.S. agriculture sector. America's food supply cannot rely on technology that is manufactured and controlled by China. Lawmakers ask EPA to look at benefits of acephate. Missouri Republican Representative Mark Alford and several lawmakers are urging EPA to take more time before canceling all but one use of acephate. EPA said in April that the organophosphate insecticide poses dietary risks. Alford and fellow lawmakers, including Republican Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin and Democrat Don Davis of North Carolina, say EPA needs to look closely at the benefits of the chemical. It is used on cotton, soybeans, peanuts, and citrus. The lawmakers note in a letter, EPA would allow it only to be used for tree injection. We believe it is essential that EPA allow adequate time for the development and review of additional data being developed by registrants and other stakeholders that seeks to address EPA's concerns and allow for continued use of this critical tool, the lawmakers say. Well, here's today's final word. What a joke that Jessica Mellon Patterson, chair of the California Republican Party, reacting to Governor Newsom leaving the state to campaign for Kamala Harris as president while new wildfires lead to emergency declarations in Southern California, and his push for a special session has ignited Democratic infighting. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, September 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.